Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes and your responses will remain strictly confidential. So to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
54.
All right. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? Get it. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Got it. And there was an election in Ohio in the November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Okay. I know that it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in the general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
100% likely.
Got it. And in your opinion, sir, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
The two-party system. We need more parties.
Okay. Give me just 1 second.
That's not a normal answer.
Yeah. I'm just taking notes in here, so I'm just documenting all that stuff. Thank you.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On the election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks, or months before the election?
When I turned 18.
Okay.
I vote every election.
Oh, got it. And now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
What was the most important reason I voted in Ohio this year?
Yes.
Freedom of choice on both issues, really. Smaller government. I don't need government to tell me what to do. I can make my own mistakes on my own.
Okay. Is that it? And once again, this is not an expected answer, so thank you. I'm just taking notes on that. And now, here's a summary of one of the issues in this year's ballot in Ohio. So please indicate you voted on this issue, the issue one. The summary says that provided a state constitutional right to make and carry out one of the reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allows the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no, but opposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one of their own reproductive decisions. So based on that summary, how do you vote on issue one, yes or no?
I voted for women's rights.
Okay, got it. And may I know the reason why you vote as yes on that one?
Because it's nobody's business on the mistakes people make.
Okay. Got it. And you said that you voted yes on the issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. So when exactly did you decide how you were going to vote in this issue? A day before, the day of the election, a few weeks before of the election, or months before of the election?
When I was a kid in high school, I've always known nobody's business.
Okay, got it. And now I have here some different ways that people might have heard about the elections this year. So please tell me whether you experienced these things in the election. Spanish or English language TV ads, English and Spanish radio ads, English and Spanish online digital ads videos in YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mails, family members or friends talking about the election, or church, social clubs, and community groups?
English and just news.
Okay. Got it. And now, when considering an issue that is specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible one?
Personal experience, and if there's a problem, you've obviously gone to your doctor.
Okay, so we can say the healthcare medical professionals, right?
Sure. If there's a problem, I mean, there doesn't need to be a problem, but if there is a problem, then...
they should go.
Yeah, then they should talk to a doctor, not the goddamn church or a representative of the government.
Oh, okay. Understood. By any chance, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No, I heard the dumb lies that you could get an abortion at 9.5 months after the baby was born.
Oh, okay. Understood. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how will you vote on issue one?
No.
Okay. And may I know the reason why?
It's common sense.
Okay.
It's reproduction is not magic. It's very, very simple.
Okay. Got it. And did you actually, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
Nope. Okay. Got it. And as you said, it's because once you turn it on to be 18 years, then you decided to vote on any election, right?
All elections, yep. Okay. Local and national. It's your civic duty.
Oh, okay. Got it, sir. And I'm taking notes on that, so thank you. Now, I have here a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. So after I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all. And before we move on, I just want to say thank you very much for your participation and your answers. I really appreciate it. It helps me a lot with this. And we are about to end up the survey, okay?
Sure.
So I have the first one that says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban in a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. On this one, do you find the argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing?
Very, very convincing, yep.
Got it. The next one says, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child, but that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way.
Yep, very.
Okay. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late terminations abortion, but if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. So Republicans and Democrats oppose the late terms abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one.
No. And you could put down... No. You could put down that... if it's that late at 9 months, there's a major problem, and it probably needs to be done.
Okay.
It's an emergency. It's not like I've decided now, which is what they were trying to tell people.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but medically there's something wrong with either the mother or the child.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking notes in here. So thank you for that. Okay, now, the next one says, your daughter is young, and this is an example, vulnerable online, you fear the worst, pushed to change her sex or get an abortion, so you have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. On this one, how do you find it? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay.
Because of the, it incorporated change of sex, which has nothing to do with an abortion.
Okay.
It doesn't, there's, the second part shouldn't even be in the first part. They're two separate issues.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now, legal expert says issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. So not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. So this is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far.
I mean, that makes sense, but it's still a personal choice.
So it's not convincing at all?
No, because
is it a
those are good
choice?
Reasons. Those are all valid reasons to decide either way, but no.
Okay, got it, sir. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights?
Neither one. They're both idiots.
Got it. And based on your perspective, thank you so much for your honesty on that. Based on your perspective, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Man. Probably which candidate can sell the lies the best and not make America look stupid. Because both sides are going to lie, but one's going to do it better. So whichever one can sell it better.
Okay, got it. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy in the United States. That's a good blanket.
Okay. Now, will the issues of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yeah. If you go against it, you're against democracy and freedom of choice. So one's a dictatorship and the other one isn't. I want to always have a choice,
okay,
no matter what I do.
Okay. Understood. And now, I know that this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as a Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, of the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote, or are you currently on the side?
I would not vote for Sherrod Brown. He is terrible.
Okay. Okay, so we can say that you probably go to the Republican nominee, basically.
It would depend on who it is, but he's bad. He's not even a Democrat. He's
okay,
just running under the Democrat.
Okay, so we can say that you are undecided on that one.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. It's lose-lose.
Okay, understood. And once again, I know that it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, Donald Trump as a Republican, and a third party candidate or someone else, do you have any preference at the moment?
Third party.
Third party? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have the name of that person by any chance?
I'd say probably Kennedy at this point.
Yeah.
Or if Tulsi Gabbard were to run with somebody, Gabbard.
Okay. Got it. Okay. May I know the reason why you are just trying to get out of the Joe Biden and Donald Trump thing and selecting someone else, by any chance?
Joe Biden, if he dies, his vice president is terrible. I'm from the Bay Area. She's a liar. And she's a criminal.
Okay.
And Trump, even if he had a good idea, he couldn't sell it because he can't speak. Or articulate his thoughts, I guess would be good.
Okay. He's not a good seller then.
No, he can't sell shit. I don't know who's buying it, but he's terrible. Even, like I said, even the good ideas, he fucks them up because he talks too much.
Okay, got it. I'm just taking all the notes in here, so just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Got it. And just a couple of more questions, pretty much for statistical purposes. In what country were you born?
United States.
And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
My grandfather was born in Mexico. Everybody else was born in the United States.
Okay. Got it. And based on your ideas, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Another party.
Another party? Okay. Got it. And do you consider yourself... I'm sorry?
Libertarian. The Libertarian Party, is if you are a type
that. Okay. I'm just writing down here. So do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal, conservative. If it doesn't cost me any money, you can do whatever you want. If
okay.
You want to pay for it, go nuts. But other than that, I don't care.
Okay, got it. Now, what is your annual household income before taxes? You can give me your best estimate on that one. It doesn't necessarily mean to be the right amount.
I'd say about maybe right around 100,000.
Okay, and what is your gender?
My gender?
Yep.
Male.
All right. Hey, sir, this concludes our survey today, so thank you very much for your participation, your time, and all your answers. I really appreciate that, and it helps me a lot. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Yep, you too. Good luck with them.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.